L'chaim. One of the biggest ironies every year is that Nisan comes in just as we finish Sefer Shmos. Isn't that crazy? The Chodesh HaGeula comes in. No, Muki, Bakasha. I'm a cleat. No.
Hey. Hi, Donald Trump and the Republican Party.
Okay, yes. That comes later. The recording is on, gentlemen and ladies. But first. No, we're not doing that. Because you never look back. That's what Lot's wife did. You never look back, right? You only look forward. L'chaim. So again, the biggest irony every year is that we start, Chodesh Nisan comes in as we start Sefer Vayikra. That's crazy, The Chodesh HaGeula comes in just after we finish Sefer HaGeula. Right? And that's something Ra'ui Lizbonein in the significance of that. Right? Parshas HaChodesh is always Vayakol Pekudei. And it's when we were Mavorech, Rosh Chodesh. Nisan comes in, we're in Sefer Vayikra. Wouldn't have been better if it worked out that we'd be starting Sefer Shmos in Chodesh Nisan. And that way you'd be reading, 2 weeks in, Shmos Ve'er would be reading about Gulas Mitzrayim, just as Pesach comes in. It's like Ro'ui Lizbonein. Right? So now, the Pesach says, Vayikra Moshe. So Rashi says, the Kolat Sivuyim, everything Kora Kriya. Of course, he was always called to Moshe before speaking to him. Right? And it's a Kriya, Vayikra, Lashon Chiba, Lashon Shemalchia, Shos Mishtamshim Bo, Shnema Vakora Zelze. It's a Lashon that shows love. And it's also, the Malachim also do Kriya, Vakora Zelze. So what's the Kesher to Malachim? But also, there's another question over here. This means the cholat sivuim kadma kriya. That means also in Sefer Shmos it was that way, right? Mm-hmm. In Sefer Shmos also. So why are we first being taught now in Sefer Vayikra that whenever HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe, he first called out to him? That was mistama always true, right? Cholat sivuim kadma kriya. HaKadosh first called to him Vayikra Moshe, and then Vayidaber Hashem Elo. Right. So it must be again. I have to understand this. It was always true, but this lesson belongs to Sefer Vayikra, even though it was Mistama always true. The Chol Tzivim Kad Makriya, because it was always called Moshe, before he would actually start saying whatever he wants to say there. Right. You're smiling. Something's on your mind.
I have to think a little.
Okay. Good, sir. So there's a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Bereishis, on the five times that it says Or, by Bria Saor. Ro'okim Yehi Or, Vayehi Or, Vayelokim Esor Kitov, Vayavdokim Ben Or L'choshech, Vayekrolokim L'Or Yom. Five times it says Or, by the Parsha Bria Saor. Right? So Chazal Darshan, it's Keneged Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Yehi Or is Sefer Bereishis. Vayehi Or is Sefer Shmos Shiyotzu Me'afelo L'Oriya. Vayalki Misa'or Kitov, that's Sefer Vayikra, Toras Kohanim. Sheesh Bo Alochas Merubos. So now then, it goes on to explain that Vayalki Be'akor Choshech is, Right, very good. Shlishi. Vayalki Misa'or Kitov, very excellent. Sweet, right on. Vayalki Misa'or Kitov is Sefer Vayikra. And then Vatki Ben Oro Ben Achoshech is Sefer Bamidbar Shebo Hivdil Ben Dor Yotzei Mitzrayim Ben Dor Ve'art. Vayikra Kim L'Oriyom is Sefer Dvarim. Okay, Sheish Bo Alochas Merubos. Right, but what interests us obviously is that Vayikra Misor Kitov is Keneged Sefer Vayikra. So now what's Pshat in Vayikra Misor Kitov? Stam Poshim Pshat Posuk. All right, God didn't know that the light would turn out good. He's God. He knows everything. Right? So he's perfect. Yala Adasta, Kodesh Baruch Hu would think that the or wouldn't come out good, that he's surprised that the or came out good. Right? So there's two pshatim on just on the Pashtra of Alchemist Orkito. There's the Rambam and the Ramban. Right? So the Rambam says that, you know, Varuki was Orki Tov. The Pshat is, you know, not that it came out good, but Pshat is that the Or goes Behetem L'Ratzono Yizborach. That the Or functions Lefi what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's what it means, the Or is good. Not that it came out good, but the Pshat is that it functions Lefi what HaKadosh Baruch Hu intended. Right, that's it's Paul Lefi Ratzono, and that's called to do the Tov. To do the Tov is what Behetem L'Ratzon. Tov is what Ratzon Hashem, that the Or, you know, functions and performs the function that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants it. That's the Rambam. The Ramban says a different pshat. The Valkyries Orki Tov is a separate pu'ula. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Or the Koach HaKiyum, because Hayam Min Adin, that something would exist, and then, you know, it should go back into non-existence. Valkyries Orki Tov is a pu'ula, right, to give it Kiyum. That should be, you know, be Nimshach. It's a separate pu'ula of, that's Valkim Kitov. It's right, to give it Koach HaKiyum. That should be Mamshach. It should be Letomid. That's right, no, so it's a separate pu'ula of giving it Kiyum. That should be Nimshach. Right? So now, the, you know, so now, go at least to feed the Rambam. Right? Lefi the Rambam, you know, we have a good pshat, right? And what it means that Vayikra, you know, is, you know, Loshon Chiba, Loshon Sheha Malach Hashar's Mishtam Shimbo, Shenemar V'Kora Zeoze, right? Because Malachim have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. They don't have Bechira to do otherwise, right? That, you know, they're Muchrochim B'Masam, that's why they're called Malach. Their whole Metzius is that they are Shluchim, they're Shluchim. And that's what it means that when Yaakov Avinu asked the Malach, right, Ma Shimcha said Lama Zeh Tishal Shmi. So Rashi says our names change from Shlichus to Shlichus. We don't have a shame because the whole Malach's Metzius is whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends him to do. That's his whole Metzius, and that's why Shmosha HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzuraf Im Kol Malach V'Malach. There's always a remnant to Shem Hashem like Michael, Gabriel. Right.
It's possible that they're always exact the same mahus.
Right, but they always have a new name because their shlichus is their whole mahus. They only do Ratzon Hashem. They only do Ratzon Hashem. They don't have their own metzias and choose to do Ratzon Hashem. Their own metzias is to be shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the word malach means. It means a shaliach. Like Vayishach Yaakov malachim. Right, they're shluchim v'kodesh baruch hu, and they do ritzono mamish, and they don't have any other mitzias other than doing ritzono.
You once said in a previous share that the whole thing that a person should be in this world should be shalut on the malachim. The malachim shouldn't be shalut on him, something like that.
Okay, yeah, because we're Am Yisrael's even higher. Yeah. Right, but, you know, that's it, that, you know, so, that, you know, so, the, Am Yisrael also is Nimshal Malachim, Kishigdimu Yisrael Nasel and Nishma, Yotze Baskova Mize Shigilaz Rozel, Bonai Shemalache Asharis Mishtam Shibo, Shenemar, Borcho Hashem Malachav, Gibor Koch, O say Dvaro, Lishmo Bakoldvari, do Asiya before Lishmiya, Nasa before Nishma. Amisol's on that Madreg of Malachim also. That we just want to do Ratzon Hashem. That's why we said Nasa before Nishma. You don't even have to explain it to us, we Barsha will do, and then you'll explain it to us. You know, okay. And you know, and that's now we still have to understand, right? You know, why, you know, Sefer Vayikra is connected to this Madrega. Now, one could say simply, because this Chumash is also called Toras Kohanim, because, you know, the Kohanim do the Avodah. This is the Sefer that talks about the Halachos of the Karbonos, right? And the Kohanim are Nimshalim L'Malachim. Shneim Mar Ki Sifsei Kohen Yishru Da Tzorim Vakshubil Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokosu. Right? That the Kohanim are Nimshalim L'Malachim. Because the Mamash Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Hanikari Shluchei Didan and Shluchei Derachmona. Right? They're our Shluchim and they're Shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. Right? They are, you know, so the Kohanim and this Toras Kohanim, right? That, you know, the Kohanim that are Meshoris are B'madregas Malachim also. You know, that's what it means. The Kohanim are Zrizim, you know, like Malachim are Zrizim, right? Okay, and then, you know, this is the Madrega of Torah's Kohanim, mitzad the Avoda of Kahuna.
So they're like a human Malach.
That's right, right?
That's why they have to be holy.
That's right. They have to be holy. They have to be tohar. Excellent. Right.
So
correct.
Yo. Gadol is the top.
Right. And they have to be, you know, without a mum. Correct. Meachus. Right. But, you know, but then there's something else going with the Ramban's pshat. Right. Going with the Ramban's pshat. Right. That vayal kemes or kitov is to give kium to the or. What gives us kium? Well, there's something else that we should think about. That, you know, Vayikra and Tzav, these parshas, they talk about chatos, they talk about ashamos, they talk about korbanos that we need for kapara, which seemingly talks about our failure. But on a deeper level, it talks about our kiyum, that we could always come back. We could always come back. We will never be obliterated. It's never lost. The korbanos are our kiyum. What does it say? You know, in the Dayenu, they're going to say Leila Seder. It goes, Kama Malsa Makam Aleinu, Ilo Tzeram Mitzrayim Dayenu, but, you know, but HaKadosh did even more for us. And HaKadosh did even more for us. And he did it, and this would have been Dayenu, but he did even more for us. And what's the highest Madrega? Ubono Lonu is Beis HaBchira, L'chaper Bo is Kol HaBono Seinu. He builds Beis HaBchira, not L'hashos Shechina So Beinenu, but it's Beis HaBchira, L'chaper. The highest madrega of the biggest chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us is that he gives us kapara. That, you know, that we don't put the emphasis on the bona beschil lehasho shchinaso beinenu, but bona beschil lechaper al kol v'noseinu. Because that's the nitzchius of Am Yisrael's totally in that. That Am Yisrael has the opportunity of kapara. Right? Yeah, but I'm saying the ikar is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability that we can always get kapara, which that's our insurance policy. He'll never exchange us for another nation, and Am Yisrael will live forever. We could always get kapara, and even if that Bava said Ucharav Beis Hamikdash, so we have the Torah. That, like Chazal say, Zos Torah Sol, someone's Chayev Ola should learn Hilchos Ola, someone's Chayev Chatos should learn Hilchos Chatos, and that's as if he was Makriv. And we have Unesham of Parm Svasenu, also we have the Koach of Tefila, instead of Karbonus, right? Mm-hmm. We have the Kiyum, and that fits with the Ramban's chat. Rokim is Rokitov, is the Kiyum of the Or, right? Gives it Koach HaKiyum. Amisol's Koach HaKiyum is the Karbonus, the Koach to get Kapara, right? Right? Now the Tzara Shave. Right? And that's another shot, you know, Torah's Kohanim, you know, and especially the parsha that opens up with, you know, is, you know, the korbanos of kapara, chatas, asham, all these things, right? That is as bad as it sounds, but you have to look at it the other way around. We could always come back, and that's the soda of our kiyum. We could always get kapara. Because once a Kohen who's koveh korbanos, even if you don't have korbanos, you can learn halachas of the korban, or you can have tefillah instead of the korban, and it taps into that power. No, of course not. Echta vasha, that you do it on purpose. It means, you know, it means that when a person does your genuine tshuva, there's always a way to come back. Because once a Kadosh Baruch Hu was metakin korbanos, you can always tap into that ikaron, always tap into that precedent. Even bizman hazeh, when Bavra seinu charav habeis hamikdash, not the same, but you could still tap into it. Right, that's our kiyum, right? But the tzara shove between these two pshatim, that of the Rambam and that of the Ramban, the pshat of the Rambam explaining more what the kesher is to malochim, right? And the pshat of the Ramban that explains very nicely that the chatos, osham, kapora, kapora's kiyum, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't give these gifts to any other nation. A goy can't bring a chatos or an osham. A goy could be menadev in ola, but that's it. He doesn't have the other korbanos. He doesn't have the kapara of korbanos. That's special for Klai. So that's called the biggest smile HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us. But he also doesn't have the same type of tshuva either. Right? Yeah, but yeah.
So that's why Hashem is just keep him on the straight and narrow.
Straight and narrow, but he doesn't have kapara. That's right. You can't fix, you can't change the world.
Yeah. Right. You can't get to a higher level of spirituality
right.
like you.
Right. Okay. But the tzad hashaveh between these two pshatim is, where's one word that's the tzad hashaveh, right? In lahafnim, internalization, right? That the Torah becomes a part of you, like a malach for sure, that the tzivui Hashem, he can't do anything except the tzivui of Hashem. It's not him and the tzivui is him and he is the tzivui, right? But also kapara, that means that, you know, we're always kashur to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, the fact that HaKadosh gave us Kapara is a simen ladover, that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't want the kesher between us and him to ever be broken. Right? Mm-hmm. Now, so there's a very interesting halacha, and this Reb Tzadik points out, mamash at the very beginning of the Tzidkas HaTzadik. Right? There's a very interesting halacha that there wasn't Pesach Mitzrayim, that there wasn't in Pesach Doros. Right? Pesach Mitzrayim is a halacha of Bechipazon. Right? There's no such halacha in Pesach Doros. In Pesach Doros, you don't have to eat bechipazon. When a person was all regal to do a korban Pesach in Yerushalayim, he did not have to have makelchem bierchem or matnechem chagurim. He could do it, you know, relax. You know, there's no, that was a special halacha for Pesach Mitzrayim. It's not halacha in Pesach Doros. So as far explained, Rabbi Nam, Rabbi Tzadik. Rabbi Tzadik says, listen, when you first enter Avodas Hashem, you got to do bechipazon. Don't think, just run. Right? But after you're in it already, you have to be mafnim. You have to internalize it. And that was with Yishuv Adas. If you're rushing, you don't have Yishuv Adas. If you don't have Yishuv Adas, it's not mityashev. Yishuv Adas Nashon, it's mityashev. It settles. It's not going to settle in you if you're bechipazon. Chipazon is to get into it. Just to get into it. Right? But once you're in it, fakir, you have to go slow. Be'yishuv adas, and that way it's mityashev. You do it bechipazon, it's not mityashev. Right? And that's the difference between the original Chodesh Nisan of Am Yisrael Bashana Rishona, where Yotzim Mitzrayim bechipazon. Ki bechipazon Yotzim Mitzrayim. What happened in the next year, second year? We're already in it. Binyan HaMishkan. Which now we're reading now, that's why we don't say Tachanun. The first week and a half, you know, of Nisan, because it was the Chanukah Sanesim. And that's there, because over there we're running. But now we're building a bias, we're being settled. Being settled. We're home, we're not running. We're home, it's a Mishkan. We're being Shochen, and the Shechir is being Shochen Betochenu. Right? That's how, so, and that's Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra is that now the or is becoming miyushav. Valkim is or kitov. There's he or, vayhi or, valkim is or kitov. Now the or is becoming settled. The or is becoming settled. And Pesach Doros, the Pesach for all generations, as opposed to Pesach Mitzrayim, is about that the or should be settled. Right? We have to internalize. Lehafnim Yitzias Mitzrayim. Right? And that's why, you know, Minas Shamayim, it works out that that Nisan, for all generations, after Yetzias Mitzrayim, comes out during Sefer Vayikra, when the or is becoming settled. And that's what it means. Even though our Kadosh Baruch Hu always called to Moshe before he was Mitzavim, but we're only taught that lesson in Vayikra, because this is the time to teach it. Because the Vayikra, the Lashon Chiba, where there's this connection, and there's this internalization, and there's this Yishuv Adas. During Sefer of Shmos, everyone's on the run. On the run. Chipazon. And that's why also they weren't settled. They weren't settled, and that's why they were Nechshol Necheta Ego. They weren't Miyushav. They weren't settled. So even though they had Mamad Har Sinai, but it wasn't Mityashev. It wasn't settled. It wasn't internalized. That's how even after Mamad Har Sinai, they could do Cheta Ego. But Sefer Vayikra is that it becomes settled. It's miyushav. The viral kibbutz or kitov is that the or gets settled, gets stabilized. And Pesach l'doros is to be mafnim, to internalize Yitzias Mitzrayim.
So according to that, what's the whole minhag to read the Gada on Shabbos HaGadol?
What do you mean?
You're trying to understand what's going on.
Yeah, because the Kabbalah Biyadeinu is that the or of whatever's going to be chal during the week, comes into the world on Shabbos. So it helps internalize.
The Shabbos one you were talking about, right, a couple months ago.
Yeah. So that's Indian. That's Indian that, you know, that, you know, the gilui of the chiba that there is between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, that it's something that's deep, it's something that's internal, it's something that's internalized. Right, that's the end of Sefer Vayikra. That's why over here is the proper place to teach us about the Kriya. Loshen Chiba wasn't just Stamat Sivui, but there's love there. Mm-hmm. Right, you can only feel the love, you know, when you have Yishuv Adas. Mm-hmm. And Sefer Shmos, we're on the run. Am Yisrael's on the run. And because you're on the run, it's not Miyushav. Not Miyushav, that's why they even after Mamar said it could still be Chote and Cheta Ego, because they weren't settled. As opposed to Bashana Ashenis, right? Everything's now Miyushav, right? And that's why in Shana Ashenis there's Binyan HaMishkan. Now it's a Vishachanti, dwelling. It's Mufnam. It is internalized. It's integrated. Integrated. And that's even Sefer Vayikra. And that's the message for the Dor. That we, Yitzhi Yisrael, not saying that happened by Yamim Ahem. Yitzhi Yisrael has to be internalized. And that's the theme of Sefer Vayikra. You know, that you know, becomes, it's in you and it becomes a part of you. It's not something that happened to you. It's something that's a part of you. It's something that's in you. And you take it with you everywhere. And it gives you strength and hope wherever you are. Yes, Tzvi.
That's what someone said. He said that he asked, where are you going to be for Pesach?
Right.
He said, I'll be in Egypt. Because he needs to feel as if he's in Egypt.
Right. Liros is Atzmo. That's right. Yeah, that's correct.
So the reform have a new way of doing it. They have a movie. And they all dress up a couple days before. They get a whole movie played, and then they watch in the Seder.
Uh-huh. Aye. Let's leave it bachutz. Hashem Yerachem, of course, we should help. Right? That the Or of Yetzias Mitzrayim will be... When we fully internalize it, and then the Or HaGula becomes a part of us, that's when we'll get out of Golos. You know, the Or HaGula is in there, it's out there already. But we just don't have it inside of us, and that's the problem. Every Pesach, where we internalize the Or HaGula a little bit more, when the Or HaGula is fully internalized in Am Yisrael, the Goyim won't be able to hold us in Golos 1 second longer. Once that Or is mamish inside of us and a part of us, and that's the avod of Pesach Lidoros. To take the Or HaGeula and make it a part of us. And that's the end of Sefer Vayikra. That the Or, the Eris of the Geula, now become Miyushav. And that's the sort of the Nitzchias of Am Yisrael. That the Geula didn't happen, Stam happened to us in the past. But the Or of Geula becomes a part of us. And that's why we're always at Kodesh Baruch Hu's people. And that's why we could always come back no matter what we fell to, because those Eris are a part of us. And that happens to us in course of Sefer Vayikra. And that's the Inyan, right? That Pesach Lidoris, Pesach Doris, comes out during Sefer Vayikra, Inyan of Vayalkim Esorkov, that the Or becomes stabilized and internalized. L'chaim.